Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the Gospel according to St. John chapter 12, the verses 34 to 41, John 12, 34 to 41. The crowd spoke up, "We have heard from the Lord that the Messiah will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus told them, "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light." When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. Even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet: "Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" For this reason they could not believe, because as Isaiah says elsewhere, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, so they can neither see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts, nor turn, and I would heal them." Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. My theme for this reflection is understanding and embracing divine mysteries. Understanding and embracing divine mysteries. In John 12, 34 to 41, we encounter a profound moment where the crowd questions Jesus about who the Son of Man is, reflecting the struggle to understand the Messiah's true nature. They are puzzled by Jesus' prediction of his death, unable to reconcile this with their expectations of an eternal ruler. This passage invites us to reflect on the nature of belief and the mysteries of God's plan. The text highlights the limitations of human understanding. The crowd's confusion stems from their literal interpretation of the scriptures, missing the deeper spiritual truths Jesus embodies. It is a powerful reminder of the challenge we face in comprehending divine mysteries. Despite Jesus' clear teachings and miracles, many still do not believe. This disbelief fulfills Isaiah's prophecy, emphasizing that faith is as much a gift from God as it is a personal choice. This passage encourages us to ponder our own understanding of Jesus and the mysteries of faith. Are we, like the crowd, clinging to our preconceived notions, or are we open to the transformative truth of God's word? It reminds us that faith is not just about intellectual assent, but also involves a deep, heart-level encounter with the divine. There are two questions for reflection. One, in what ways might our own preconceived notions or expectations about God limit our ability to truly understand and experience him? Two, how can we remain open to the mysteries of faith, especially when they challenge our understanding or expectations? Heavenly Father, in the light of your word, we seek deeper understanding and a heart open to your mysteries. Help us to let go of our limited perceptions and embrace the truth you reveal in Jesus Christ. May our faith not just be a matter of intellect, but a living, breathing relationship with you. Grant us the grace to trust in your plan, even when it surpasses our understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.